Spend just a minute or two in the halls of the University of Arkansas Fort Smith Academy of Fine Arts on an October Monday, and this is what you'll hear.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, this will be your first little song.
Students learning violin, piano, theater, choir, as well as flute, percussion, and more. Dr. Rosalie Walker-Russell, the executive director of the UAFS Academy of the Arts, says on a Monday in the fall, around 150 of the more than 420 students enrolled in the academy will be in the building on the edge of the UAFS campus. Thursday, October 25th, one of the signature events for the academy, the first of this year's Distinguished Artists Performances, will feature the Singing Man of Arkansas. Last Monday, I sat down with Dr. Rosalie Walker-Russell in her office, just a few feet from one of those violin lessons, and talked to her about the fall season and the upcoming Singing Men of Arkansas concert.
And really, the Singing Men are coming back by popular demand. I mean, you know, once you hear that group, there's nothing like an outstanding men's chorus. And they were very popular last year. They're doing what we're calling a tribute to the oldies and goldies. And so they're doing old-time, some gospel music, some favorite popular tunes. So they're doing things from I'll Fly Away to California Dreamin'. And I think it's going to just be a wonderful evening. It's part of our Distinguished Artists series.
You said back by popular demand. It sold out last year. There was not a ticket to be had.
That's correct. It was completely full. We were putting chairs in the back. And I expect it to be that way again. A couple of things. Our choirs, our choral program in the academy, many of the kids and the teens are performing with the Singing Men on two or three tunes. That fills the house. Then people have heard Singing Men now enough times in Fort Smith that they want to come hear them again. Then pianist Jonathan Story, everybody's favorite. He and I are playing some two piano music together from, we're doing It Is Well With My Soul with the Singing Men. We're doing Battle Hymn of the Republic, and a couple of other pieces together. So that's always a fun evening for me because we love doing, you know, multi-piano pieces are just fun to watch, and we just enjoy doing that together. So it should be a fun evening.
Now, as long as I'm here, I want to talk to you about something that's going to happen in February. You know, there are certain movies that the title tells you exactly what they're about. Snakes on a Plane is about snakes on a plane. Four Weddings and a Funeral includes four weddings and a funeral. In February, you have something called Four Pianos and Some Kids, which will have four pianos and some kids.
That's correct. we just get a little crazy around here. So Four Pianos and Some Kids. Pianist Jonathan Story, Jenny Law, Scott Carroll from Harding University, and myself, we're going to do a four piano concert, and it's going to be a mix of classical music, popular tunes, some musical theater tunes, some sacred tunes, and the kids. We're inviting some of our best kids that sing and dance in musical theater to sing and dance to some tunes that we're going to arrange. And so they'll just be a guest on our concert, but I think we're going to have a really fun night. That's the other event that's through the Distinguished Artist Series. So if you're purchasing tickets for Singing Men, you can save if you just go ahead and purchase season tickets to both of those concerts. And that concert's February 8th. It's a Valentine concert. It should be a fun night.
How are the pianos going to be arranged? You've got four, so are they going to be kind of, you look like you may not know for sure?
Well, I'm thinking they're either going to be in a circle or they will be two and two with the keys out. And so whether you're sitting on the right or left side, you'll be able to see somebody playing the piano. We'll have to work with that a little bit after we get the four pianos on stage and see how that goes. It's interesting.
You know, sometimes when I see singing groups, choral groups, or an accompanist on a piano and a singer, they'll have to look at each other, kind of get the feel. When you've got four pianos, how important is it that you can see each other, or is it important at all?
It's important when you're not used to playing with each other on a regular basis. That's more important. We'll have some rehearsals ahead of time, of course. I have played with Jenny and Jonathan and Scott. I've, you know, of course, been to many of his concerts. I think that the four of us can come together fairly quickly, but it sure would help if we could see one another. So I'm hoping for that, not just sort of have to count and feel it. You know, you want to be able to see each other from time to time. So, yeah, we'll have to work on that.
You're already thinking spring?
We are. We've just now finished getting everyone enrolled. Well, I say we finished everyone. I've turned in my enrollment report, but we're still enrolling kids in private lessons and, you know, shuffling here and there. But basically, we're at 420 students for the semester. So that's a healthy 18% enrollment increase. As we roll into October, then what we do is we begin to prepare for spring so that by the very end of October, registration forms are online. You can download them and be ready to go. You know, a lot of kids, they want to get re-enrolled early. And of course, we try to get our students to re-enroll. So if there are new students out there that aren't participating this semester and they think, gosh, I want in the spring, they need to be looking online at the end of October. And that would be at uafs.edu/academy. Or you can simply call us at 788-7252 or 7253, and we'll be ready to go. You know, we're expecting no let up as far as the enrollment in the spring semester. Some groups that are fairly new, our orchestra program, for example, that is divided into more than one orchestra, we expect those orchestras to just grow into the spring semester. So there will be some groups that will be larger than they are now. The kids that are in most of our groups will want to return, so we just encourage people to enroll early.
If you have 18% growth from now to next year, you're going to be over 500 students. Is that okay?
That would be great. You know, I continue to have these goals. You know, I had hoped that we would reach 400 students this fall, and we did. And gosh, I would love to see us reach that 500 mark here in the near future. Fortunately, our building can still hold that many kids. They're not all here at once, and that's helpful. And virtually everything that we do is still on campus in terms of classes. We only have one group that meets off campus at this point. So virtually everything is still in this building on campus. A few activities over at the Breedlove building. So we can still accommodate more. So I'm excited. I mean, I'm just going to keep rolling them in as much as we can. So
Dr. Rosalie Walker-Russell is the executive director of the University of Arkansas Fort Smith Academy of the Arts. I talked with her inside her office at the Academy last week. If you'd like more information, you can go to uafs.edu/academy.
In the first presidential debate, Republican challenger Mitt Romney kept President Barack Obama on defense. Our next debate is a town hall meeting where voters will control the questions. But which candidate will command the stage? I'm Guy Raz. Find out tomorrow evening when we'll bring you special coverage of the second presidential debate from NPR News.
Live coverage of the second presidential debate tomorrow night on KUAF 91.3 FM. Our live coverage of the debate, plus the analysis that follows, begins at 8 o'clock.